The standoff with Mr. Cruz has now stretched into its eighth day. Cruz continues to insist that police are violating his parental and religious freedom, citing human sacrifice as essential to his faith.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, May 21st, 2007. And you are listening to Newsreel, the Wall Global Sit Rep on I screwed that up. You know, for show 300, and you can't even talk. Corpolitical, tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. You can follow up on with all of these stories that I'm about to give you and check my facts, if you care, by going to my live journal. And you can get to my live journal by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This is a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio. And, which is an affiliate of Rant Media, which is, you know, the coolest website ever. SRN1, 76 Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, Osprey Radio, Extreme Radio Tampa, G4One Radio, and Risk Radio, who, although they're not as cool as our website, they are equally as cool, and everybody else who's on the internet is not as cool as those guys. That's right! It's time for show number 300. Dun, dun, dun! Introducing my super special guest, Sumerian.
Congratulations, Sean, on 300 hours of show.
That's right. You know, and somebody
of this show.
I need to get a life is what I need to do. You know, at some point, you know,
so much time doing this show, and
But you know, I think that they say that they judge you by by your actions when you die.
How many people you influence.
That's right, you know, and we got some...
How many people you've touched.
That's
in
right.
In a special way.
Yeah, show me on the doll where the bad Sean touched you. And speaking of that, let's get straight into feedback. Nice segue. It's been a while since we've done a show together.
Yeah,
it's been a while
quite
since
a number of...
months?
Probably months.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, when was the last time we did a show? I'm sure we'll get an email like, you did your show. The last show you did was on, you know.
I think we started, we did a show every week, usually. I think we did that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we stopped. For some reason, I don't know.
Yeah, but well, it was just crazy.
When you switch to the weekly format, I think we did a bunch, and then it just...
But it's always easier. It's always easier when you have somebody there with you.
Oh, it is, bouncing. You know, fill in the space.
But now, I mean, I've gotten so used to doing the show by myself that, I mean, I did it...
He doesn't need me anymore.
I don't need you anymore.
The team's been broken up,
that's right.
Man.
Screw you, hippie. I'm going solo. Me and David Lee Roth.
I just went behind the scenes, you know.
That's right.
Pulling the strings.
That's right. That's right.
Sean, say this.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about feedback rather than our pathetic lives. Hi, Sean. The guy who wrote in saying that pirate radio stations can't interface with airplane frequencies wasn't exactly right. You probably got a bunch of letters about this already, so sorry if I'm just taking up space in your mailbox. No, I didn't get a lot of the letters on this. Anyway, even if a pirate radio station is operating in a broadcast band, it can actually radiate power on a higher frequency as well. These higher frequencies are called harmonics,
yes.
And they're a natural product of the distortion caused by poor transmitters. Commercial radio stations have to ensure they're not irradiating a significant amount of power at a higher frequency to keep their license. That means a lot of transmitter tweaking by a professional transmitter maintenance guy or girl. If the pirate radio station is running on a cheap $300 pirate FM kit from Free Radio Berkeley, the guy running it doesn't know enough about electronics to do his due diligence. I guess he can pump out enough high-frequency harmonics to interfere with airport frequencies. So, yes.
If he's got enough power and if he lives close enough to the airport.
Yes.
So it is, yes, possible.
It is possible. However, he goes on to say, your writer is probably correct, though, in that the radiated power of pirate radio station should be low enough that it doesn't affect an airplane. Unless, of course, the plane flies directly overhead of the antenna in certain circumstances. And I wonder if anyone ever released a black box tape to prove that sort of assertion. Well, you know, why not? Apparently,
Roof?
Oh, proof? We don't need proof, you know?
Shut down those stations.
747 can fly over a neighborhood and hit the Pentagon with no proof whatsoever.
We don't have any video of that.
Where is the goddamn plane? Did anybody see this other than the guy in the suit who looks more like a CIA operative than the CIA operatives do?
Well, that's the week they took down the video surveillance at the Pentagon.
Oh, right.
It was under, you know, it was under construction.
Maintenance.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to keep up with that. Of course, the real problem in London, England, where the original story was taken from, is that pirate stations have taken over every single clear channel on the dial. Sounds like paradise. And the government and corporations wouldn't probably like the idea of 50 free house music stations. I personally hate that crap, but it's better than the dead air commercial radio. Who cares? London Pirate Radio is anarchistic enough that they'll never be able to get rid of it now. Well, you know, and that was from Yoda of, this was his tagline. Yoda of Borg am I, futile is resistance, assimilate you, I will. Which I thought was pretty good. Yoda of Borg. I like that tagline. It was nice. But yeah,
that's pretty cool. I didn't know there were that many pirate radio stations in Britain.
Well, in
London,
it kind of suits it. I mean, there's cameras every which way but loose. I mean, the whole country
is all gone underground.
Yeah,
right?
So I mean, they kind of have to. And they say that they won't be able to shut them down. You know, they say, well, there's too many now. They'll never be able to stop it. But I don't know, man. there's a lot of people
easy to find broadcasts like that.
Yeah,
you just go stronger. Oh, here you are.
I mean, if you got guys willing to kamikaze it and be like, take me down and five more, I'll take my place, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But eventually you do run out, and it gets very costly, and I don't like seeing the cost in human lives.
Yeah.
Because it is. We're talking about human lives here. Like, these people's lives are, especially with this day and age where you've got a criminal record, no, look, you're bitched.
You get just tag on terrorist to whatever you're doing.
That's right.
And
you'll be lucky to be a gas station attendant for the rest of your life if you even see daylight. You know what I mean? Like, it could just throw you in the deep, darkest pits of whatever, and you're done. And this is why throughout all of our broadcasting, I have been very, very specific to say, yeah, save your own ass. You know, like, don't do shit. Get your ass thrown in jail. Not good. Not good. Dodge that.
Can't do much in jail.
Don't get caught. Okay? The fucking golden rule. Don't get caught. That's what it's all about. I mean, that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
And we're luckily totally legit now, all of our stuff. But
we always were.
Well, of course we were. We're legit. We've always been legit.
Always will be. Yeah.
Yeah. Not so good.
Nothing
not
in
so
the archives.
Good. Another piece of feedback here. Hey, Sean. Hi, Sean. I was listening to your little rant there on paramedics and post-traumatic stress disorder, and I want to let you know that in many countries in mine included, the paramedic / EMT community have the highest suicide rate of any profession. I live in Norway, and I've got a pretty good healthcare system, but historically we've had the same problems that everyone else has had with their EMTs kicking the bucket. Now, things have changed, and our paramedics have to go through mandatory psych scans. Now, that's a scary
psych
term.
Scan.
Psych scan. Great
it's your word. Mandatory psych scan.
There's a digital baptism. Your psych name is scan. Psych Scanner.
That's pretty good.
It is good, yeah. And mandatory psych scans and debriefings after gruesome episodes. But some people would say it's a bit excessive, but it's nice to know there is some support. Is it support or is it filtration? There's a difference. Oh, you're fucked. You lose your job. Yeah, thanks for calling. You get to be a gas station attendant because you're crazy.
That's the default job tonight.
Yeah, yeah,
gas station attendant.
Yeah, gas station. Well, because you're crazy, right? Yeah. You get some slave wage job, and away you go. Hopefully, something similar will come around in the States, probably once they realize it's not cost-effective to have all their senior experience checking out, signed off. New York sent that in. However, there's the other thing, too. Which is that, you know, you got to look at the other angle here. Oh, yeah, we'll give you a psych scan. You bet, so that we can get you on medication.
Yeah,
right.
That
I
too.
Mean,
like, who's
this
putting
is,
the psych scan in implementing it?
Never right? mind the MPAA. Never mind, you know, the loss of our freedoms. Fuck that. They're not going to be able to control our freedoms. They're not going to be able to take down our broadcasting, all that stuff. So what they're going to do is they're going to attack us at a lower level. They're going to take away your drive to do that. They're
going
to zombify your ass.
Make you lazy.
Yeah.
Make
you
not care.
Couch lock for you. You betcha. And it won't be any of that weed. No way. Nothing that you can grow your own self. And, you know, because in case you're worried that you can't.
You got to pay for it. You got to pay for your own mind drain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, nothing natural. God, no. No, we're going to hit you
with
the really.
You can't make money with that.
No, no. You know, there's no solution. No money to be made in a cure. Fuck no.
Oh, no.
Treatment all
Band-aids.
The way. But I got stories based on this,
mm-hmm.
believe you me. This is kind of, hi. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. You know what's this? Weird, I got a line that's like, hi, Sean. There's never any more dear Seans.
No dear.
Dear
So you're not
Sean.
Dear anymore.
Yeah, no, it's hi. You know, over here. I saw you on Facebook. No, you didn't.
It wasn't me.
Fuck off. I'm getting cynical, you know, which is bad for me to say I'm getting cynical.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Get off my bandwidth. you little bastards.
You know.
I'm not doing any more after now.
Quit asking.
Quit asking me, I'll shoot you. This is kind of more of a thank you, or how you helped me sort myself out. I was listening to audiobooks and talk radio. An old friend, Jedi Muskrat.
Jedi Muskrat.
Jedi Muskrat. Good old Jedi Muskrat. I remember the days when he used to be swimming around with his lightsaber. Told me about After Now, and it filled a need for new good media to get me through the first few weeks of a good, decent paying, but labor-intensive job. Then the newsreel archives carried me farther. Let me make sure I can keep my place here. Decent paying, but labor-intensive job. Then the newsreel archives carried me farther and got me searching the net for alternative media, like farpointmedia.net. Little plug there for Farpoint Media. Let me keep my mind interested on focus and let my body do what it had to get through the workday. Since then, I've started mixing brainwave caffeine patterns. This is interesting. That's my recommended media today, is this website that has, what they do is they broadcast audio that has, they recorded brainwaves from caffeine people, and then you can like get the brainwaves broadcast. Yeah, I thought, wow, that's kind of neat. Self-affirmation goals and things I want to think about behind spoken audio MP3s and techno speed metal tracks in a 13 to 15 hour playlist. This is how I, a 25-year-old smoker, works 50 to 70 hours a week. Then on my day off, go to the forest preserves, which sounds like a jam. But then on my day off, I go to the forest preserves to run down hills and climb all day, which lets me save for retirement in the 10, 15 years, still keep me in kit and able body. I call it meditated consciousness, and you have played an extensive part in my journey, and all your art deserves praise. The Bloodstained Rabbit MP3 is much better than you claim. No, it's not. It's poop. If you actually, you know what? The story's good. It's just I have problems with some of the grammar and stuff like that. And, you know, it's easier. I rip on all my stuff because it means a lot to me, and if people rip on it, it kind of hurts. It's true. Yeah. It's true. I have feelings.
I have made this. It's shit.
You suck. Well, it's true. Anybody who prints anything, I mean, everybody rips on everybody. People rip on Tom Clancy. People rip on whatever.
And it's tough because you make it. It's done. It's out. You can't change it. It's like, oh,
and there
it's
it is.
Horrible.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, God, I suck.
Don't judge too harshly.
I'm going to go over here with my book and secretly cut myself. If you decide to read any of this, please tell the hacker, Jedi Muskrat, thank you for me also. And if you have any questions about MC, I'd love to let you know. That's his MC, is his meditated consciousness.
I thought it was mind control.
No, it's meditated consciousness. Okay. He's got all his buzzwords here. Love, you are my favorite artist. Love, Napalm.
You're an artiste.
I'm a fucking artiste over here. Don't even mess with me. You know what? That's cool. I mean, you got to be careful, though. I would say, Love, Napalm, that you had better make sure you don't burn your ass out. Okay, because...
Yeah, it sounds like he's going really hard.
Sounds like you're driving her, and take it from a guy who knows how to drive her, you gotta be careful, because you will burn your ass out. So I would... I'd probably run 4 on, 1 off. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. 4 weeks on, 1 week off. And make sure you...
You need some downtime.
You need some defrag, where you're not doing anything. Being efficient is only, like, you know, even God rested on the semi. Like, that's what you gotta do. So make sure you provide downtime. Otherwise, you will crash, burn, and die. And don't be like, well, no, Sean, I've got a no. I'm 33. And what I'm talking about here, let me tell you, nervous breakdowns suck a lot. Then that's one of the reasons why we did Patrolling.
Yeah.
Patrolling is one of those shows that you could take a guy who's had, like, critical fucking failure, where, you know, I'm hyperventilating and on all fours on the floor.
Yeah.
And you need to, like, reinstall. You know, that's the Windows 98 floppy of consciousness.
Yeah, there's some good hints in there for you.
Yeah, it's like, and we started with be clean.
Yep, start from scratch. Just clean up your body first.
That's right, be clean. Get your environment clean. Get everything out. Do the media fast. Get control. Start to build.
Cleanse your items. Cleanse your mind. Cleanse your body.
Yeah, and we
build it back up from scratch.
That's what it's about. People go, my life is shit. Good. We made a show for that. You know, it's called Patrolling. It's free. I'm not even trying to sell you shit, you know? You can maybe buy some crazy underwear. Another feedback here. Hiya, Sean and Sim. Hiya.
Heya. Hiya.
Hiya. Oh. I was listening to an edition of Newsreel from a few weeks ago, and it was interesting to hear you refer to chaves. These are chavs.
Chavs. Yeah.
I have a couple of bits of information you might be interested in. As I consider myself to have been a wog for most of my life, I consider chavs pronounced to rhyme
with have.
With have, so chav.
Yeah.
Chavs. incidentally, to be the natural enemy of logs.
Natural enemy. Now you see the chav and the wog in the wild here.
And, oh, the chav lost. Yeah. It's kind of like orcas and seals.
It's now devouring the insides of the chav.
I'm not going to give you that. I'm not going to say that chavs are the natural enemy of wogs. When you start saying shit like people have natural enemies, wogs have no natural enemies. There is no enemy. You got to be careful with wording like that because people get this mindset.
There must be an enemy.
Yeah, I would say ignorance is the enemy, and that would if I was going to nail down anything as the enemy of Wogdom, I would say ignorance and fear are probably the enemy of the
apathy.
Wog. Yeah, sure, we'll throw that one in there too, but I would say apathy is usually created by a lot of fear. A lot of people are afraid to go outside. Blah, 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 blah. Let me explain, though. All right. First and foremost, the first thing is that there seems to be no age limit on being a chav. They seem to exist in all ages of humanity. This is wild, because we don't have
these. This is so funny.
They are categorized by their ideals rather than their socioeconomic background. This is amazing. It's like a chav is being someone over solely interested in their own well-being over anyone else. They wear whatever the latest soap shoes to buy expensive fashionable clothing. And their latest multi-gadget mobile phones. Dude, you're describing like everyone in San Francisco. They listen to an aggravating ringtones on the loudspeaker of their phones and like to engage in antisocial behavior, enjoying the aggravation it causes to others rather than the act itself.
Antisocial.
Well, they're saying that, you know, I'm going to, like, fuck up the traffic lights and then watch the car wreck, you know, and then take pleasure in that, which is, like, that's totally not on because, like, wogs are not into suffering of others.
Yeah.
It is a culture of hugely conspicuous consumerism that degenerates... This is good.
Conspicuous consumerism.
Hugely conspicuous consumerism that degenerates those who do not wear a certain item of fashion. They use their children as extensions of their lifestyle and more like accessories other than human beings. They take zero responsibility for their actions and expect everyone else to support them in this. They abhor reading and any intellectual pursuit, including thinking for themselves. Reading and paying attention to the plot of anything more complicated than a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Is there a bad old... Yeah, there's that one with the golden ticket. That was a bad one. The one...
golden ticket?
Yeah,
Willy Wonka?
No. He had the golden movie ticket. That bad Big Time or whatever it was called. It was a Schwarzenegger movie. It was just
I don't know that one.
I won't even give it a plug. It was just...
I'll try to avoid any...
Oh, God. It was horrible. Yeah.
How about Batman and Robin? He's in that.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was
Mr.
Freeze.
Yeah. It was,
there's a bad one.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Then there are people who would ridicule you for reading a book in public.
Ah.
Chavs are led by the nose by media to believe whatever outrage claim the mainstream media care to put across. They love reality TV programs like Big Brother, soap operas, and Pop Idol. Most of them agree with the installation of CCTV cameras or whenever a newspaper story points out it's for their own good. And probably like that they no longer feel that they have to be responsible for their actions of their own kids. Chavs are our rednecks. Ah, for England. A redneck, like white trash equals chav. It's like British white trash. Chavs are our rednecks. So I can understand that, you know, the lack of understanding for the white trash. That's understandable.
Yeah.
I can see that. The ideal sheeple, ruthlessly farmed by the core political state. In addition, there seems to be no reason for the title of chav. It is believed to come from the contraction of the phrase Cheltenham Average. Okay.
Cheltenham
After
average.
A town in England's poor educational scores. Another possible cause is the phrase may be a Romany word for baby, chavvy, implying the childishness of these people and their short-sightedness. We are knee-deep in them here.
We have to step over them.
Seriously, this guy's like, I abhor the final solution of chav. you know, and they are the joyful masses of the dumbed down. They are the anti-wog and the Eloy of our times.
Eloy.
The Eloy, yes.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yes, luckily I am. That's he's making reference to H.G. Wells' The Time Machine. Eloy and the Morlocks. The Morlocks and the Eloy. They are the Eloy of our times. This dude's obviously got a hardcore hatred.
No kidding.
Very well written.
I hate them.
I hate them with my heart. Were a cannon, I would shoot it upon you. they're the reason my website exists.
He's got a hate.
Well, he did a wear body armor rant, and he put it on YouTube. It was really, it was kind of neat. Yeah.
Oh, was that the video one?
Yeah, the video one where they're smoking.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. So it says, it's not that one. It's a different one. There was a couple of different ones that have been done on wear body armor.
Okay.
But his website is
www.dove.com.
Two W's, and then you have to find the dove icon. Yeah.
That's right.
Dove.
Top right corner of your keyboard.
CaveBear.com. www.homelinux.org. Sorry for the long rant, but you want to scream about them if you lived here too. Yeah, probably. Thanks. Keep up all the good work. Sim, the guys you do, please keep it up. It keeps us wogs all sane over here. And that is from V. Very well written.
Yes.
Very well written.
Good explanation.
I mean, this guy was like, and he threw in the H.G. Wells quote there, and yes. he's rocking and rolling. He seems like good shit. So I'm really happy, actually, that the British are digging on this stuff.
There's a lot of British fans.
Actually, you know what's kind of funny? I've got a friend of mine who's going to be going to England and France and is kind of all humming around over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love it if I could get some wogs to do the whole Fight Club thing and walk up to him and be like, hey, Sean was just wondering how you're doing, making sure everything's good. So I'll find out what countries they're going to, and then I'll see how where they're going to be. And we'll see how many countries we can get wogs to walk up to these guys, just because they're buddies of mine. And it'd just be funny, and it would mess with the whole family, which is just
clean soup.
Oh yeah, yeah, clean food, please. Clean food. That'd be nice. More feedback, dear Sean. You scared the shit out of me with the Bloodstained Rabbit. I'd love to see the follow up of that novel. Yes, well, there is actually they're all kind of connected. As a matter of fact, in the beginning of the Scatwings of Abaddon, there is a pussycat, and the pussycat's name is Sebastian, and it's the same Sebastian that was in the Bloodstained Rabbit. All my horror stuff is connected. Yeah. Whoa.
Slow down.
Whoa. As well, there's an organization that shows up in Bloodstained Rabbit, and the same organization shows up in Scatwings of Abaddon.
Very cool.
There's a book series that my buddy, Cybertech, he's like, he knows what that organization is all about because I've told him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you need to write that series. You need to write that. And oh, yeah, it's good. You know, nobody wants that. Everyone wants science fiction, you know. But probably probably when we're done.
I'm
halfway done a horror book, too, eh?
Yep.
I've got that horror book.
Got to go in tandem.
You know, because I've mapped it, you know, and I'm kind of putting stuff together. So it all depends. I got that poll. There's that poll on my website.
What did they say?
They wanted science fiction. They wanted science fiction.
Maybe that'll be the next one then.
Well, you know, I should probably, you know, either redo the poll after the book's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Because, if all you had to go on was the Bloodstained Rabbit, and then you went back and you heard Tales from the After Now, you're going to be like, well,
Tales
from the After Now.
Yeah.
But if you read, and, you know, I should redo that poll. I should come up with a good poll. And we'll redo it when I'm ready to, when I'm at the same point, we're going to go, and I'll give you a delivery date, you know, and I'll work and get that done. So pretty good stuff. I'd love to see a follow-up to that novel. I really couldn't sleep for 2 days.
Wow.
If that's true.
Wait for it.
That's very high praise.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's very high praise. I really couldn't sleep for 2 days. And the audio version was so good, I couldn't leave it to pee.
Wow.
Like headphones, my friend. And it scared me into sleepless nights. I mean, he read the book and he listened to the audio version.
Wow.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, and it kept me scared senseless.
Yeah.
Richard, P.S., do an Abaddon in audiobook format. Now, the reason why I included this is because a lot of people have been like, audiobook.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to do an audiobook until the next book is finished. Because that way, I can, ask you to buy something and give you something for free.
That's right.
That was my nice combo.
It is.
It's like, hey, you know, I got a new horror book. And if you like my old horror book, I just wrote it, blah, blah, blah.
That's right. And I've seen it where people release it chapter by chapter on the internet.
So that's right. And so I'm not really down with that. That's that whole, Wheel of Time stuff. Like, Wheel of Time is a good book. I mean, if you ever read the first book of Wheel of Time,
the audio portion, the audio book. Not a book, but the
audio
book.
The book's
already out, but then put the audio book chapter by chapter.
I don't agree with that multiple books in a sequence is where I was going with this. Like, that whole, yes, it's just going to be going on forever and ever and ever. I'm paranoid of my audio track. Skipping. That's why you'll see
two shows ago he was kind of skippy skip,
and I'm like totally
watching
it about it now. So if it skips, I'm really sorry.
Forgive us.
Install. But anyway, yeah. So I like these guys who like just. I think I'm very concerned about my readers.
Yeah.
Like I always have happy endings to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not going to have you. You know, you're not going to follow this character, and then you finish the book, and you're like, "Well, that was ass." And Sim and I have had many, many arguments about this where it's like, I like sad endings.
Oh, I love them.
Which is fucked up. Like, I don't understand. I'm like, life is horrible enough.
For the general populace, yes, most people like happy endings. Some sort of uplift at the end.
I'm not going to. It's like that whole Babylon 5 thing. I'm still choked that Garibaldi did not get vengeance on Bester. I'm pissed at that. It just choked me right the fuck out. I want to get a hold of Straczynski and say, hey, seriously, I know you pre-wrote it. What happened there? I need to know.
Yeah, what was
Like, yeah. I need to know. Like, I had real connections.
Was it a series that they, oh, we're not renewing you. Oh, no.
No, we had to
finish this line
storyline.
Well, story
he wrote five
up.
Seasons, right? Yeah. And then what happened is that the networks were like, yeah, we're only going to do four. So he's like, holy fuck. So he had to get some kind of resolution. So he rushed the fourth season. And then the last minute, they're like, oh, yeah, you are doing a fifth season. He's like,
ooh, all oh, my good ideas
yeah,
are now
gone. So then he did
gone.
Another season, and it was ass. And and then
sucks.
And then they were like, yeah, we're going to change this, and we're going to do that. And Straczynski said, fuck yeah, no way. I'll burn it before that happens. And he did.
Yeah, oh, good.
And then he did another – I did a brief series of shows called The Rangers. I believe it's called Rangers, Babylon 5 Rangers. We're all talking about Babylon 5 here for those children out there. I have no idea what the hell we're talking about. Go see Babylon 5. Watch – first four seasons of Babylon 5, and then get the final episode from the fifth season.
No,
that's gold. That's magic, yeah. Okay? But that's how you should do that. Okay, that's how you should do that. The fifth season, it's like the other Highlander movies. You know what I mean? And all the movies after they made the second Aliens, they don't exist.
So the phrase, there will be only one, there can be only one,
yeah,
is a good is an apt title for the first movie?
There is only one. Yeah,
don't see the rest.
Don't
there
see
can
the rest
be only one.
They're ass. Mind you, people like the TV series.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this TV series licks. Have you noticed something? Speaking of TV series, like the Highlander was great because they have one of the greatest bad guys ever put on film, which is the Kurgan. The Kurgan in Highlander, who's the big guy, like, you know, I know his name. Like, he was this really super badass.
Yeah.
Right? Immortal ass-kicker of the fantastic. And there was, like, people who'd have, like, if Darth Vader, we're using swords, if Darth Vader and the Kurgan went at it, who would win? And it's a good argument.
Yeah.
Of course, he's got force powers and can choke you out, shit like that. But, like, the Kurgan is immortal.
Yeah.
So he'd actually have to cut his head off. You know, it's good. But he was at that level.
Wow.
Okay. And this is why, you know, the whole savior of the entire, you know, usually most movie bad guys, I found this out, most movie bad guys that really kick ass are never actually one guy. For example, for case in point, Darth Vader was never one guy. It was Darth Vader was played by an actor with another actor's voice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, it was like they did five people. The Alien Queen was a puppet that had four people involved with making this thing so bad.
So it's a best of, it's like compilation of goodness.
And it's like a teamwork bad guy.
Yeah.
Darth Maul. Ray Parks, that's not his voice when he's talking.
That's
Ray
right.
Parks is a the guy's a fucking ninja. I mean, he can do anything on the ground. And, like, that was our introduction. Because before then, what was our version of the Sith? It was Darth Vader. So you're thinking, whoever this guy, whoever is, he's the kind of crew who hangs with Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Who Darth Vader
gotta
goes,
be bad.
Yeah, I'm bad at. And his introduction in the first Star Wars movie was, I'm going to come at you on a speeder bike, jump off, and attack you. Not hello, not what's going down, not hey, now my vengeance. No speeches. It's fucking on. I will fight you into your starship, and then you will leave. And I'll be really angry that you left without me being able to kill you. Like that, like Darth Maul by himself.
He was just animal. He was just kill.
Oh, he was perfect. Ugh. He was perfect. Yeah, he was cooler than the entire Star Trek genre, you know, on his own. You know, I mean, he's a flawless bad guy. Flawless. I mean, I would
hate embodied just.
Oh, he was.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah,
the
and that whole
back
the lightsaber fight, and one guy's meditating, the other guy's just keeping the hate up, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you know. It was good. It was good. But anyway, let's get to the news. We're 26 minutes into the show, and I've got
perfect.
A shitload to cover.
Oh.
I've been getting feedback. Oh, my God, the news stories. More people listening to the show, and I'm like, I can't process all the news.
The good float to the top, then.
Well, the
right?
thing is,
Rise
though, is
to
I've got to look at each link and each story.
Yeah.
So, oh, by the way, for those of you who the Army of the Flying Monkeys, thank you so much. But could you please tell me, like, don't just send me the link. Like, sometimes they'll just drop a link into the thing and send you. Okay, but if you could say, this is a link about this. That way,
just short. Anything,
yeah,
right?
So because believe it or not, the 12 seconds it takes me to click on that and for it to
multiply
load,
it out,
multiply that shit out with like you know 700 emails, and that's what you deal with. It takes a lot of time. So if you could just let me know, that way it speeds me up a little bit, if you don't mind. And people are usually good like that. Like people usually they won't have a reply. Like remember years ago, I said don't put a reply and you know if you don't want me to reply, blah 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 blah, and people don't. I'll be like
really?
Sometimes I've gone oh I should say something because you know you want to. Have some kind of PR.
Right.
But one of the whole things with WOGs is we don't got time for HR.
Just
okay, we're
send out the data.
Yeah, it's like, hey, and the way we kind of generally run is I'm doing Mach 5 with my hair on fire, and I'll have five wingmen show up, and we'll look at each other and be like, hi, I don't know anything about you. I know you go by this name of, like, Cybot 16. Hey, Cybot, are you on my side? Rock, we're going over here. And then we'll fight as long as we can until Cybot takes it, you know, R2-D2 style. Wham! And he's off the board. And I've got to keep going, right?
Yeah.
But I remember him, and, you know, I'll you know, see you in Valhalla. You know, that's how that all works, right? But anyway, into the news. In rat race news, this I thought this was a joke story. When I tell you this story, you're going to be like, fuck you, Sean.
You're
that's
like,
not
no
true.
No way.
Vertical workstations. Okay.
I always joke at my work about that.
Vertical, wait for it, incorporating a treadmill could help obese employees shed up to 30 kilograms of weight every year, says a small study published by the head of a print in the British Journal of Sports Medicine.
That was crazy British.
The vertical walk and work desk allows people to work at a computer while simultaneously walking on a treadmill at the speed of their own choosing. Hey, thanks for that. Designed by the authors, the steel frame of the device is shaped in the form of the letter H and is support this fucking gateway to hell brought to you by the letter H. It's supported by four locking rubber wheels so they can be moved about easily.
It's lunchtime. Time for lunch.
And folds up conveniently to be stored under your fucking bed. The frame holds a plexiglass panel, which two adjustable arms are bolted. Blah, 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 and they go to your keyboard.
Yeah.
The research compared to the energy at the walk and work desk with those used while seated in a company is 15 people. Yeah, when you run while you're working, it's even better. Okay, and it goes on to talk about this. Okay, all we need to do is fucking treadmill up to a generator, and we have the Matrix.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Boom!
And you get them to work,
your
too.
Your company doesn't have to pay for power anymore. Right. We run on the sweat of our employees. They
That's
run
right.
on treadmills like
powers
little fucking
computer,
hamsters.
Powers the lights.
Powers the lights.
Powers actually, the phones.
And we get surplus power that people we then sell back to the government grid.
That's right.
And
yeah.
you're not obese anymore.
Everyone benefits.
Everybody wins. It's a good story.
Your insurance rates go down.
Everything is good. And you don't have to pay the high insurance costs for your health anymore.
Where's the wrong in that?
Low-hanging fruit solution. I'm going to slit your throat with Occam's razor if you come near me with that shit. I'm
Somebody
sorry.
Somebody falls down, collapses, dies, you
oh
replace them.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, no, Murray! And the treadmill just keeps on rolling, and it goes further back, and then he's dropped into the meat grinder and fed to the
New
other employees.
New applicants just get on the treadmill.
And I watched as they liquefied the dead and fed them to the infants. Like, holy crap, dog. Like, that is insane.
Wow.
Like, England's going fucking crazy, dude.
I've never even seen that. I've never even seen that in a movie.
That's fucked. I saw it in a movie. It was in Pink Floyd's The Wall. And they were walking into a meat train. They did that
true.
When they were
yeah.
high.
But they weren't making them exercise. They were just transported. They weren't making them work.
I thought this was a bullshit. I checked the date on this thing. I'm like, this is an April Fool's story. This has got to be an April fucking Fool's story.
And it wasn't.
No, this is legit. This is from like May 1 or May 14 or May 7 or something like that. But
I
it's
can
like
see that
May,
going
this
down.
Month, dude.
I can see that going down in Japan.
Fuck that! Not on this kid's watch. I will be back to pit fighting, thank you very much, before I do this. Like, that's just messed
that's
up.
Crazy.
Who's doing that? Who's doing that? I don't care how you frame that shit up. That's just wrong.
Probably the insurance people.
Ah.
Oh. Keep your workers healthy.
Well, what do you say to that? What do you say to that? In thought crime news, I found that story. I've got some really good links. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I'm back up some good pimping links now. So
nice.
Oh, geez. See that? I use the term pimping. I
it's
hate
in your
that
lexicon.
Term. Yeah.
Must remember.
And
it.
I hate that word. I hate it.
I know. You've explained that. It was,
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And here I'm using words that I hate. God, and I think it skipped again, too. might have skipped
well,
what I was saying. But we weren't talking about anything current, so I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
In thought crime news, sent to me by Jedi Powers.
I saw it. I saw it pause.
Did you see it pause?
Just then.
32.
Yeah.
I wonder if it stopped. Okay, well, anyway, thought crime news.
Kay.
Kid with Jedi powers. You little bastard. This computer's being sketchy. Attorney General. This is I'm sure you've heard about this, okay?
Maybe.
This is in thought crime news, and this is a serious story. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is pressing the U.S. Congress, this is not in yet, to enact a sweeping intellectual property bill that would increase the criminal penalties for copyright infringement, including attempts to commit piracy.
Yes, I have heard about
to
this.
To meet the global challenges of IP crime.
The global
IP
challenges.
Crime. I like that term.
Crime.
It's IP. Internet protocol crime. Our criminal laws must be kept updated, Gonzalez said during a speech before the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington on Monday. The Bush administration is throwing its support behind the proposal called the Intellectual Property Protection Act of 2007, which is likely to receive the enthusiastic support of the movie and music industries. No shit. And would represent the most dramatic rewrite of copyright law since the 2005 measure dealing with pre-release piracy.
They write this as if the music and movie industry didn't propose this and put money in their back pockets.
Yeah, it's like, pardon me while we lube
well,
you.
Oh, I bet they'll support
we
it.
We will lube you with cash, hookers, and blow to get this passed. Like, this is what they got on the plate. It criminalizes attempting to infringe copyright. Attempting to copy it is
Fail.
A crime. So
what,
I
somebody
to
failed
make
to do it?
But yeah. Federal law currently punishes not-for-profit copyright infringement between 1 and 10 years in prison. 1 and 10 years in prison. But there has to be an actual infringement. The IPAA would eliminate that requirement. And so, like, they bust into your house. They take your shit. You got burnable CDs? You're attempting to pirate. You're gone.
Could be. Could be.
Well, what the fucking whim law is this? Creating a new crime of life imprisonment for using software.
That's using.
Using.
Not copying, not selling.
You go to jail
using.
Forever because you have pirate Windows.
Well, you're a user, right?
Lifetime imprisonment. Lifetime. You use pirate shit, you're gone. Bye-bye.
I thought the jails were full enough, but I guess not.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, no.
Anyone using counterfeit products who recklessly causes or attempts to cause death. What? Can be imprisoned for life. Anyone using counterfeit products who recklessly cause or attempts to cause death can be imprisoned for life. During a conference call with Justice Department officials gave the example of a hospital using pirated software instead of paying for it. So, they're saying now if you're using pirated software in a life role, which that's a weird, that scares the shit out of me, that particular
really
law.
Weird.
Permit more wiretaps for privacy investigations. Okay. Allow computers to be seized more readily, which is funny. It's like, you, give me that fucking thing.
Hand it over.
Specifically, properties such as PC intended to be used in any manner to commit a copyright crime would be subjected to forfeiture, including civil asset forfeiture. Civil asset forfeiture has become popular among police agencies and drug cases as a way to gain additional revenue, meaning yeah. I take your shit and I sell it.
You know, watching certain YouTube videos is committing a copyright crime.
It also
they could take away your computer.
It increases penalties for violating Digital Millennium Copyright Act's anti-circumvention regulations. Criminal regulations are currently... If you violate the DMCA, it's currently punished by jail times up to 10 years and fines up to $1 million.
It's not enough.
Yo, they want to take your shit too. Add penalties for intended copyright crimes. Certain copyright crimes currently require someone to commit the distribution, including by electronic means, during any 180-day period of at least 10 copies. So I run a BitTorrent for 180 days. That's distribution valued at more than $2,500, which, of course, every movie that you pirate is worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
The IPAA would insert a new prohibition, actions that were intended to consist of distribution. Oh, you got BitTorrent on your computer? Go to jail!
You were going to use it. I know you were.
Required Homeland Security to alert the Recording Industry Association of America. Required Homeland Security to alert. That's required in law.
Homeland Security and RIAA should never be in the same sentence.
Yeah, that is a private organization. Why is Homeland Security reporting to the Recording Industry of Association? That would happen when CDs of unauthorized fixations of the sounds or sounds and images of a live musical performance, so someone, you know, bootlegs a concert, attempts to be imported. Neither the MPAA nor the Business Software Alliance nor any other copyrighted holders such as photographers, playwriters, or news organizers, for that matter, would qualify for this kind of special treatment.
Just the music.
This is insane. A representative from the Motion Picture Association of America told us, we appreciate the department's commitment to intellectual property protection and look forward to working with both the Department of Congress as the process moves ahead.
Thanks, buddy.
Good for you. We'll make
wow,
sure
we
that
never
the,
knew this was happening.
There'll be a hooker in your hotel room tonight. You scum-sucking thunderfuck. Like,
wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah?
Separation of church and state? No,
oh,
we need separation of corporations
no.
and state.
Yeah, the core political has taken over, and we're going to take the pharma fascism with them. But wait for it. That story's coming. You betcha. And just to make sure, we're going to go completely off the chain. Now, this is a kind of a controversial one. I got some controversial stuff we can talk about here.
Good.
In uplifting news, uplifting means when we start doing hybrids and making
right.
animals smarter using genetics.
Oh, yes.
The
yes
term
that's
uplifting.
Right.
The government has overturned its proposed ban on the human animal embryos and now wants to allow them to be developed for new treatments of incurable disease, such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, period. Overturning the ban. I don't give a fuck why you're overturning the ban. Now we can make human-animal hybrids. Allowed.
Pig people.
Monkey people.
Monkey people.
Slaves.
Oh, yeah. Smart slaves that can perform, advanced
slaves.
Tasks.
Yeah. The proposal in a new draft fertility bill published today would allow scientists to create three different types of hybrid embryos. Scientists would be allowed to grow the embryos in a lab for no more than 2 weeks and it would be illegal to implant them in a human.
You have an illegal baby inside of you.
Illegal baby.
How the fuck are you going to enforce that shit? How are you going to
get it out now?
The first kind of hybrid style allowed under the bill, known as a chimeric embryo, is made of injecting cells from an animal into a human embryo.
Yeah. The so second, they have the DNA of both.
Yeah, the second, known as human transgenic embryo, involves the injecting of animal DNA into a human embryo. The third is known as cytoplasmic hybrid, which is created by transferring the nuclei of human cells, such as skin cells, into an animal, eggs, from which almost all the genetic material has been removed. This is the type of human animal embryo that is being developed in British universities. Imagine that!
Whoa!
Scientists say the developing of these embryos will provide a plentiful source of shads. Sorry. stem cells, immature cells that can develop into many different types of tissues for use in medical research. Yeah, the move is a U-turn on proposals that outlaw all types of human animal embryos set out by ministers in a white paper published last December. But now, the new proposal would allow for the creation of true hybrid embryos, which would involve fertilization of a human egg with animal sperm or vice versa. The government was criticized by the Common Science and Technology Committee for proposing an outright ban after objections were raised by pro-life groups opposed to any research on embryos. Pro-life meaning religious nuts. Now, I'm all for science.
Science at any cost.
Well, yeah, no, I like science. Science is good. You know, I mean, we want to, you know, we're saving people, right? But what's this about?
They're not true humans. They're half humans.
Yeah, we're getting sketchy. Gets a little fuzzy there.
Not 100% pure human.
Yeah,
ape humans.
Yeah, they're not like
from
white
the planet
anything,
of the apes. They can only talk. They're not full human.
They're only sort of human. You know,
we did a DNA scan on them, and they're only 90%, 98% human.
The whole thing looks kind of Nazi-esque to me, man. I'm all for science and shit, but
we heard them screaming. They sounded like humans, but they weren't.
They weren't. Checks and balances, man.
So we felt okay to sleep at night after.
Yeah, no shit. And, like, this technology, you ship this off to, like, Taiwan or some of these plants, don't tell sort of policy, dude. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Scary.
Scary.
What do you do?
What do you
do? Goes to a country
what
that
the
they can do.
What the fuck do you do? Do you say, no, it's going to happen?
Yeah.
All you can do is do what we're doing to punch it out to the public and see what happens next.
No, you've pirated it.
Evil, evil everywhere. Okay, sorry about the static that if you can hear in the background. This I'm having, like, huge technical difficulties over here.
Afternow is trying to get through or something. I don't know.
Shut the fuck up on the Afternow already. Jesus Christ, I'm going to start killing anybody. In pharma fascism news from EFOY. I got to get through this. We got some good story news stories here. Two of the world's largest drug companies are paying hundreds of millions of dollars to doctors everywhere in return for giving their patients anemia medicines, which regulators now say may be unsafe at commonly used doses.
Nice.
If you think this is only exclusive to this particular case, guess again. Good for Goose, good for Gander. These dudes are doing this everywhere, I guarantee it. The payments are legal. They are legal because they've got ninjas working around the clock on this shit.
Wow.
The payments are legal, but very few people outside of doctors who receive them are aware of their size. Critics, including prominent cancer and kidney doctors, say the payments give physicians an incentive to prescribe the medicines at levels that might increase patients' risks of heart attacks or strokes. Yeah,
nice.
That's,
yeah, well, at least they could just give them placebos or something that won't kill them while they're making their bucks.
That's that Hippocratic oath that they take, not the Hippocratic one.
They're mixing it up.
Yeah, they got that. That's all wrong. Yeah, it's pretty much bad. I don't really know what they're thinking. I don't really know why they're doing that. I guess they're doing it for all the reasons that people do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, they're greedy. Yeah, they're largely greedy, and this is what it's about. People want cash. People want cash. People want to, and they'll do whatever it takes to get cash. But this is, I mean, follow the link of the story, and you'll find that very, very quickly, this is what they're doing.
This is probably the worst way you could get cash, is making people sick or die from, you know, taking the money.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And as for doctors to do this, it's not like doctors are broke, okay? It's not like doctors don't make any fucking money. You know, I mean, doctors make a lot of cash.
Yeah.
But, you know, ask anybody with power what they want. What do they want?
More power.
Addicted to wealth and power.
That's exactly it, man. You know, the dark side calls. More pharma fascism lows. And you don't believe this? Check this out. The makers of the powerful painkiller OxyContin. I've never heard of it.
OxyContin.
And three of its current and former executives pleaded guilty That means that their lawyers couldn't get them off.
Yeah.
So they plea bargained this shit. They pleaded guilty Thursday to misleading the public about the drug's risk of addiction.
Mm.
Yeah, this drug is addictive because there's no pain, there's no profit and cure. The Purdue Pharma LP, its president, top lawyer, and former chief medical officer will pay $634 million in fines for claiming the drug was less addictive and less subject to abuse than other pain medications, U.S. Attorney John Brownlee said. The plea agreement settled a national case and came 2 days after Stanford Compace Company agreed to pay $19.5 million to 26 states and the District of Columbia, Seattle complaints that encourage physicians to overprescribe OxyContin. Because if you got people who are junkies, they'll do whatever. They will
more.
Do whatever they need to do. We want more drug addicts. Because drug addicts are easy to control. You know, Johnny's a good boy. Johnny gets a beer. This is why, you know, a lot of people, I get some flack. People say, Sean, you don't take a strong stance against drugs. I take a really strong stance against drugs. I'm
very.
Me and you know, Nancy Reagan, say no. Just fucking say no. But, you know, I would like.
When it's your doctor, you're supposed to listen to your doctor. Yeah. They know more than you about the drugs.
You
they
know, if it means that I don't really want to get hooked on something that, you know, people put billions of dollars to make this thing get past my blood-brain barrier and make me savagely addicted, then that's fine. I, you know, if it's for anti-depression and shit like that, maybe smoking a joint isn't a bad idea.
Now you know why the drugs cost so much, because half it's research and the other half are paying off the doctors to give it to the people.
You know, I look at the, look at that. You know,
speechless.
There's a lot of shit going on out there that people could, you know, maybe just get by if they looked at, you know, some natural medications. I don't know. Not for me. I wouldn't advise it for kids.
Yeah.
People who need help. You know, it's always good to have a good physician. If you're on antipsychotic medication, that's a good thing.
Usually cheaper. Less side effects, usually.
Usually,
you know?
But, you know, I'm just saying
you got to check it out, though.
You got to be aware of this shit that these guys are making people hooked on drugs.
There are options.
In genetic modification news, here's a good one.
A lot of stories about that.
You're
going to
like
news
this one.
Things coming down the pipe.
Oh, yeah. You're going to like this gen joke news here. And this one is kind of an interesting one. In Detroit, Sarah Ito, a self-described almost 11 and a half, betrayed no trace of nervousness as she told a room full of genetic counselors and obstetricians about herself one recent afternoon. She likes to read. Math is used to be hard, but it's getting easier. She plays clarinet in a school band. She's a junior Girl Scout and an aunt. She likes to organize, so her room is very clean. Last year, she won 3 medals in the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. I was so lucky to do so many things, she concluded. It was just want you to know that even though I have Down syndrome, it is okay. Sarah's appearance at Henry Ford Hospital is here part of an unusual campaign being undertaken by parents of children with Down syndrome who worry that their future in the face of a broader prenatal testing could sharply reduce the number of those born with a genetic condition. These are parents saying that we want to make sure there's still Down syndrome people being born.
Right. Okay?
Until this year, only pregnant women 35 and older were routinely tested to see if their fetus had the extra chromosome that causes Down syndrome. As a result, many couples were given the diagnosis only at birth. But under a new recommendation from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, doctors have begun offering new, safer screening procedure to all pregnant women regardless of age. About 90% of the women who are given the Down syndrome diagnosis have chosen to have an abortion.
What? There's eugenics? In our society? I've never heard of this.
Convinced that more couples would choose to continue their pregnancies if they better appreciated what it meant to raise a child with Down syndrome who, you know, okay. A growing group of parents are seeking to insert their own positive perspective into a decision often dominated by daunting medical statistics and doctors who feel obliged to describe the difficulties of life with a disabled child. The story goes on and talks about this. You're not going to get this shit coming out on CNN.
No.
Yeah, you're not going to get anybody.
Too touchy.
Yeah, no one's going to wade into this on Leno.
No.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if it came back to me that the kids, you know, got Down syndrome.
Got a problem.
Kids got a problem. I would, you know, discuss it with my partner.
Yeah.
And I would,
weigh,
you know,
the pros and cons.
My stance with my partner going into the conversation, however, would be I would choose to terminate that pregnancy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, I
choice?
Yeah, you know, we live in a day and age, you know, where you have that, you know.
But, you know, extending it out, we get more and more knowledge about what we like.
Yeah, but this is what they're doing. Yeah. This is what they're doing. And there's people who are transhumanists and stuff like that, and they don't agree with, I mean, some people get really down on this. They're like, oh, no, the children are mongoloid idiots. I've seen that. We're flying around on transhumanism newsletters and stuff that. Calling people mongoloids and shit like that, man, I don't know. It's okay to uplift human animal creatures, but we're not allowed to, like, you know, get kind of sketchy. Kind of sketchy. So it's a good idea, I think, you know, if you create a child, you're responsible for that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can't be responsible for it, or you don't feel you can care
for
it.
I'm sure that there's people going to be like, whoa, but this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
This is what they're talking about, so it doesn't take much to, you know, take it to the next step.
We must purify.
Yeah, but what does that mean? What does that mean? Do we mean I mean, it's not normal. It's a dysfunctional trait, right? If I could make my kid so that he didn't have to wear glasses, I would do that. Okay, just because I would want that done for me.
Right.
Golden rule here.
Yeah. How far, you know, Gattaca State, how far can you go? How far do we want to go,
Gattaca State isn't bad. The Gattaca State isn't bad. It's bad because the insurance company started hiring based on those practices.
Yes.
Right. There's other problems there.
That's right.
Other problems.
It's the fall off from there.
I don't know. Why don't you ask your senator and see what he says on that one? There's a good one. Let's
put him in an uncomfortable spot.
Here's a thought crime law. We got some really good sci-fi shit going on here. In George Orwell's 84 novel, the thought police were abound, okay?
Yeah.
And it was listed as a warning against the future. But now, last week, the House Judiciary Committee, egged on by radical homosexual groups, passed... Radical homosexual groups... can pass what can only be called a thought crimes bill. They passed this.
Okay.
It's called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crime Prevention Act.
Hate crime prevention.
But the bill is not about hate. It's not even about crime. It is about outlawing peaceful speech, speech that asserts that homosexuals' behavior is morally wrong.
Mm. Okay.
This is dangerous.
Very.
Some people say you need to say this law is prevent attacks on homosexuals. But we have already have laws against assaults on people and property. Moreover, according to the FBI, crimes against homosexuals in the United States have dropped dramatically in recent years. 2005, out of 836,000 cases of aggravated assault, less than 177 cases were crimes based against homosexuals, far less than even 1%. Another problem that is in place where hate crimes laws have been passed, hate crimes have been defined to include verbal attacks and even peaceful speech. So a guy in his own church wants to say that gays are going to hell. That's a hate crime.
Right.
Now he goes to jail. And I actually know a minister, and I was talking to him about this very thing, and he was telling me that, you know what, there's portions of the Bible that I cannot preach on in my own church.
Yes, because there's laws in Canada.
Is that allowed?
States, it's okay.
Is that allowed? Canada, no. I'm not going to go to a white power rally. I'm not going to go to one of those.
But
they should be able to have them. You either believe in free speech for everybody, or believe in it for nobody at all.
Yeah.
This is the trick. A dangerous law that's been passed. So you got to watch that. Check that out. See what's going on. I mean, by the same token, you know, do you want people going
in
around
the streets going, I hate this particular group of people?
Fred Phelps. You know, I mean, God Hates Fags guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
He's one of them.
Maybe he should get his ass kicked. You know, if he got his ass kicked, I'd probably. That. You know, protesting war vets, people burying their kids because they died of war. Your kid died because he stood up for a country that believes in faggots. You're looking to get shot, G.
That guy just uses that as an excuse
for
to
anything.
Protest anything.
Dude, like, you're going to get cut in half here if you keep that shit up, okay? But, you know, it's a miracle to me the guy's still alive.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Whatever. But, you know, that's a nice segue into my next story, which is some cyberpunk kit. Some shock rounds. This got sent in by Jibcat. This is an Israeli company with its headquarters in Toronto. Said it recently briefed army researchers on a wireless electric bullet that causes muscle spasms painful enough to make you fall over, but not die.
Oh.
You just wish you were.
Wow.
The SDI has a somewhat grisly video of the patent-pending Electrox on its website. Unfortunately, I can't download it. But you'll have to see it works on the site. It works by affixing itself to the target with a miniature harpoon, thus activating a built-in wireless electromuscular disruption technology.
Wow.
They made a taser into a shotgun shell.
Wow.
Boom! Taser attaches and you go the fuck down. Thanks for the baton round, buddy. Sent in by Jibcat. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I've heard of it before. They're not the first guys to come up with it. I saw one that was based on those 40mm, like those grenade launchers they use in Riot Police. You can go mix and match that shit. You got like shock round, then you got the other one.
Wow.
And May 14th, was the official deadline for, this is in Surveillance News, sent in by Wyandi. You'll notice I'm skimming, I'm running out of time.
Yes.
But May 14th was the official deadline for cable modem companies, DSL providers, and broadband over power lines, satellite internet companies, and some universities to finish up wiring their networks with FBI-friendly surveillance gear.
Nice.
So now, as of the 14th, everybody is going online to rat you out to the FBI.
So look into some encryption for your privacy.
Yeah, it's all over but the crying. And it's interesting because this is show number 300. You can't hear him, but Anki's in the room, and he's going to like this one. There's a really, I'm sure the minute I say this.
And Sparky's in the other room.
And Sparky's
in the
other room.
He's going to be. But, you know.
If we're all going to the Richmond Night Market after this, it's going to be really cool.
Yep.
But there's a free form fabrication is today's Daily Hack, where they took a printer and they show you how to make stuff out of sugar, which is really cool.
Wow.
And it was on Dig, and Anki's like, yeah, I knew about that like 3 days ago. That's so like 72 hours ago. Anyway, it's sent to me from by Debrimi, and it's very, very cool. You could take this, and I'm just looking at this going, you could like make a forge, like molten heart metal, and like use this as a way to make a mold for something you fabricate. Very, very cool
stuff. I like
stuff.
The sugar. You could eat it.
So it's you're not mic'd. No
or some plaster of Paris.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Very, very cool stuff. Today's Recommedia, I'm running out of time. Today's Recommedia is Audio Coffee, which is a brainwave entrainment as a stimulus. And that's all I got for you today. And I got to get through this outro before I run out of time. That's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I'll get back to you next week. Make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by Wogs. Okay, say something nice. That was thank you. this has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. If you can't donate, distribute. Okay, give it away to people. People like that stuff. People need to know that their rights are going down the shitter. But if you can donate, please do so by going to Rant Media, click on the Donate tab on the top right hot link, or send a carefully, cleverly disguised amount of money in an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 1215C, 56th Street, Delta PC, Canada, B4M2M4. No digital baptisms. In the words of George Taki, buy my book. I wanted to thank the Army of Flying Monkeys for their assistance gathering data. If you have information that you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at randradio.com. If you like the music in the background, make sure you check out Atari Teenage Riot's dedication album called... dedication album to Atari Teenage Riot. Very, very cool. I'm going to fade out now with a track from Richard Cheese. People equals shit. Very cool, very cool, very cool. And remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats, and we won't defeat them from jail. So whatever you do, don't get fucking caught. And Tim, you got anything to add?
No. Happy 300, Sean.
Thanks, man. That's what server said. End of line.
Come on. Here we go again. Motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People. People equal shit.